Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm here with
Fiona Jacob. It's great to be back with you, Wilhelm.
It is great to be back with you and all the listeners and possibly viewers here. Now, there is this lack of focus on capacity and power. We see it all the time. Leaders tend to focus on producing and production and results, and they so often forget to put their focus and energy into building their capacity and power.
It's right. It's a simple mistake. I've done it probably 100,000 times, maybe more, maybe less. But we're running faster. We're trying to produce more. We're trying to get the results. And we just run out of energy. It's almost like we stop dead in the water because we don't have enough either energy, capacity, or power to produce what we want to produce in the world. And we've got an answer for that, don't we?
Yes. And I see it all the time. What came to mind was a man I was coaching some years back. I have hundreds, probably thousands of examples, but at least many hundreds of this mistake. I still need to watch myself and I make the mistake again. You produce when you should build capacity and power instead. Now, he was a director in, we call it construction business. So they build big houses and factories and all kinds of stuff. There was lots of staff, lots of money, hundreds of millions of dollars he was managing. And we came to talk about his style with his management team. And I got to hear, it seemed like they were pushing very hard in their meetings. Because he said, we start and then I have this and again, and then I have this and then I have this, and then I do that, and then I do this, and then we did it, and then we wrap it up with this. He shared our meetings when I was like, that sounds like a lot. Yep, I know we're 10 minute slots and 50 minute slots, and then the salad is waiting outside, so we just bring it into the room and we keep talking. And it's like, I was like, okay. So they were pushing for hours on end, and they didn't even stop for a break. They didn't even stop for some kind of lunch space. They were just eating salads and talking at the same time. And he started like this. It's like, hi, everybody, let's go. So I coached him to slow down. And fast forward a couple of months, now his management meetings started with some social talk. People arrived maybe 10, 15 before, I don't remember exactly, for a cup of coffee and talking to each other because they were all high leaders in the organization and they rarely had time just to relate and connect, right? So at the beginning of the team meetings, now people had a cup of coffee. Great to see you again. How are you doing? I heard about your project. You know, congratulations to that. And they started the meeting with everybody going, okay, we feel connected here. It was so difficult for him because he was this results guy here. Social talk to him, there was like, why? And then they took a little break. Mm-hmm. And then they had lunch while not discussing business matters. Maybe it was just 20, 30 minutes, but they broke the meeting for a lunch and they were just human beings together, right? All of that created so much more connection in the team, more trust in the team, more listening to each other better when they discussed business topics because they were listening when they were checking in and having lunch. So the whole climate changed on the team. He was way more happy. The meetings didn't drain him and others of their power so much because they actually enjoyed the meeting together. You see your version of this at your job when people should stop and care for capacity and power, but you keep pushing too hard.
I think one of the things that people are afraid of is if they do that, that they're not going to get the results.
Yeah.
But what our experience is that you can actually double or triple or quadruple the results. We have one fabulous woman in one of our programs who went on maternity leave. And she decided when she was having a kid that she was not going to work all the overtime that she worked before. She was probably working 10 to 20 hours of overtime before she had her baby, her first son. So when she came back, she said, okay, this is it. I'm going to work normal hours. I'm going to put my family first. I'm going to build my capacity and power. And guess what? Her sales went up 40%.
Yeah.
So it's not around because we slow down, we will lose on the performance end. It's when we slow down, we know what's needed more and we actually get a lot more actionable insights and creative ideas and problem-solving ideas and we make clearer decisions because we actually are listening to our own and others' wisdom. And so we make better decisions, and we create better results.
Yes. So production, great. Take action to produce the results you aim for or want in life, but you and we, human beings, need to balance that with focus on power and capacity. And there are four domains which form kind of a map. So we're going to introduce them now and share about how focusing on other domains gives power to yet another domain or more. We mentioned this before. It's the body, being, balance, and business domains. And it's a map to look through, or a frame to look through. It's a map for orienting in life. I used to have work and outside of work. That was the map. But when I took this on 6 years ago now, I think, with rigor, it has made such a difference. Because it turns out you solve problems, for example, in the business domain, by focusing more on your body or your purpose or your family. Not by working harder in business. That's the mistake I did 25 years ago when I got my first son. I was struggling at work, so I focused more on work. Then I struggled more at work, so I focused even more at work. I was struggling with my production at work, so I produced harder versus building capacity through the other domains. Absolutely. We see this all the time. Body, being, balance, and business. Body is your physical health. Being is your connection to your true self, your connection to purpose, to meaning in life, to a spiritual dimension, if you're open to that, to your religion, if you are religious. Balance is your family and closest friends, and business is the work you do, your personal finances and lifestyle. So, how to explain that a struggle, we speak from burnout to breakthrough, for the burnout, the struggle in the business domain is solved not by more focus on business, but more focus in some other domains.
Absolutely. Well, this has been my experience probably for 2 years now. You've been doing it for six. But when we focus on our body, we get a level of certainty that is different than if we're just focusing in on business alone.
I want to make that point because it's an important point. How to build certainty in your job is not only getting more skilled and better in your job, it's by taking care of your body better. We see this all the time, that when we are true to doing what we know we should do, doesn't need to be dramatic, but we take care of our health and body better, we get more certain in ourselves in all domains of life.
I love that. And also then when we look at the being domain, what I love about this one particularly is because a lot of people are walking around, you know, with busy minds, with unclarities, how do I do this, how do I do that? And we spend a lot of time lost in our thinking and trying to sort things out. When we are really clear in our being domain, what we get the output of that is actual clarity. And I love that, because when we are connected to our truer self, when we're connected to, if you want to call it a spiritual intelligence, or to nature, or to the bigger self, however you want to call that, we naturally become more clear. We naturally know how to solve the problem. We naturally know how to make that decision. We naturally get creative ideas.
So if you're struggling in business and you go deeper into the domain of being with activities like stillness or meditation or reflection, we do a lot of, we have a lot of focus in teaching our clients how to reflect well. Not just sit and randomly reflect, no, by specific questions in a specific order, you reflect so you gain clarity. That gives you business clarity too. I've got so many times I have business insights when I'm not thinking about business, I'm thinking about, you know, slowing down, relaxing, and reflecting.
Yes.
So you start to take care of your body, you get certain, you start to take care more of the questions, the difficult questions about meaning and purpose. Life is about, and what's meaningful on a bigger level for you, you get more clarity in business too. And then if you start to open up and connect more and be more appreciative and spend some more time with your family, something else opens up.
That's right.
And that's what.
So in the business, so we've talked about the body, the being. So we're now talking about the balance domain, which is the third of the fourth domains.
Yes.
And what happens in this domain when we focus in this arena is
connection.
We have, we have not only connection with our families, of course, but it suddenly opens up deeper connections at work, whether it's connections with our team, whether it's connections with the people we lead, whether it's connections even upwards towards our bosses. So it starts to enhance all kinds of relationships. So the body.
Certainty.
Great. Body, certainty, being.
Clarity.
Family. Balance.
Balance, connection. So as you understand the simple activities to start to build power and capacity with body, being, and balance, you get more certainty, clarity, and connection as a human being. Connection not only to other people, but connection to yourself. Connection to purpose, to meaning. And with certainty and clarity, you will move from burnout to breakthrough. You will move from struggle to, clarity. You will move from pushing hard to finding flow and ease. Not by pushing harder in the business domain, but by investing more time and focus in the other three domains. This is an introduction. This is an eye-opener. This is kind of a bit of a wake-up. And it's always like this. People come to us, many of them struggling with their job a bit. They're doing well. I shouldn't say struggling with the job. They are high performers most often. They do really well at the job, but they are struggling with the price they pay for that performance of stress, insecurity, doubt. I was going to say fear, sometimes fear to lose their job as well. And when that's handled, they inevitably go, oh, can we talk about my marriage?
Then, yes. Second question.
Then they have space to kind of say that that's not, it's been 20 years now, but it's not where I want it to be. Or they say, it's like, I really need to do something with my body now because, hey, look, I'm actually 10 kilos, 20 kilos overweight, or I don't like how I eat, or I don't like how I live with my body, right? So when there is the truth told and the urgency is resolved about the business struggle, some of the other domains show up. Sometimes it's being, am I in the right job? What's the purpose? I've got 20 more years to work. Do I really want to do this only? Life is not work and outside of work. Life is four domains. And I'm playing around with, can I take away one of them and have a rich life still? Can I take away focus on my body? No. Can I take away focus on my family? No. Can I take away any question about purpose, meaning, values, truth, higher self? No. Can I take away, having a meaningful occupation and earning money in a way that I enjoy? No. So, four, and I don't need five, but four domains work really well for me.
Yeah.
Cool. So, thanks for listening. See you in future episodes where we go deeper into the specific activities and actions in this domain to move from burnout to breakthrough. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.